Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I, allegedly. And got a good one for you today. Because I'm telling you, I could have titled this video 20 different things. But there's so much to cover. People are doom spending. People have jobs that they think they can never be fired for. It's just crazy. So hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel, please. Make sure your notifications are on, that you're getting notified of all our videos. But first things first, guys. Jerome Powell came out and lowered interest rates a quarter of a point this week. But it's all the interviews after the fact. This guy talking about somebody that's full of themselves, talking about somebody that thinks that he can do whatever he wants, that's Jerome Powell. Now, just want to remind you guys of a few things. And this, you know, the Fed is designed to set interest rates, to manage the money supply and regulate financial markets. Now, here's the thing. Do you really think Jerome Powell's done a good job? When you look back, Donald Trump, he appointed him. And this guy steps forward and says that he's going to finish out his term. He can't be fired. And there's nothing you can do. Basically saying he's the fourth branch of government. So, once again, guys, right now, here's one prediction I'm going to make for you guys. We are going to see people step forward and come to a realization of how bad things really are. And that is, when you read the CNN article that is entitled, "Go Ahead and Make My Day," below, where they're talking about how Jerome Powell is just, he's in charge, man. He's the man, and you can't do anything about it, and we're stuck with him. Okay, sweet girl, keep going. I don't think he's done a very good job. I think that the way that they handled inflation, and you can sit there and talk about how great the economy is. If prices have gone from here to here, and now they've curbed down to here, they're still up here, guys. Remember that. Nobody wants to look at that. What you're going to see happen is you're going to see all the numbers be brought out to light that have been made up. Let's start with unemployment. You really think unemployment's at 3.4%? I know so many people that are not working. I know so many people that I know a lot of entrepreneurs, but I know a lot of people that don't have employees. I know a lot of businesses that have gotten rid of people over the course of the last couple years. Wake up, guys. What's going to happen is they're going to sit there and get real with the economy and talk to you about how, oh my gosh, all these banks are having trouble. All these foreclosures are going to happen. You're going to see, again, the most wild thing that you're going to see is people paying rent in an apartment and the apartment building go back to the bank and go into receivership and have somebody collect the rent from the landlord. You're going to see that happen. It's just months away, guys. It's that simple. So when we get a new administration in, you're going to see the realization come in to where they're going to talk about the real unemployment numbers. Is it 10%? Is it 15%? You know, shadow stats thinks it's, you know, to the moon, but it sure isn't 3.4%. We know that. So the Fed hasn't done that good of a job. You know, one thing that you're seeing with small businesses is you're seeing the ability to borrow money become more and more difficult. Interest rates, we all know what they're at. The point is that if it's difficult, if they say no to you, it doesn't do you any good. I have a friend who has an investment fund that he lends businesses money as an alternative. They're making money hand over fist because people are getting turned down from the banks and their regular credit lines all the time. So one thing that I like to do is I like to help people. I've told you guys this before. And there is one businessman that I've always thought of as a friend for years. And we talked a few years ago and, you know, text back and forth. And I just said, lately, I'm like, gosh, if I could get this guy on the phone, it'd be great. And I got to talk to him yesterday for an hour. And he's a great guy. He owns, I'm just going to call it a nutrition and supplement company. And just a brilliant businessman, okay? You know this guy, okay? Let me put it to you that way. And he is just brilliant. But I, with my social media company, what we're starting, I really wanted this guy's input on what he would do. And that, guys, things are changing. He looks better. He feels better about the economy. Are we going to go through a rough patch, Dan? Yes. But are things going to improve? this guy totally believes it 100%, which is great. I just was like, oh my gosh, wasn't doom and gloom. It was a new day, which is great. Now, what's funny about that is, and again, I'll talk more about him when I can, but I promised him I wouldn't mention certain things that he's been going through and stuff like that. So one thing that is crazy is people right now are doing what they haven't done since COVID, and that is called doom spending. Great article out of none other than CNN also, talking about how people are going out and they're spending money at a record pace right now to make themselves feel better. And I did this, did this article a month ago where I was talking about how certain people that feel depressed, you need to go shopping, and their therapists are telling them to go shopping. It's like, wait a second, these people are maxed out in their credit cards. These people are working, you know, 25% less than they were, you know, a few months ago, and you're going to tell them to go spend money? Okay, that seems pretty foolish. You know, you don't go run a lap, you don't eat right, you don't go climb, hike, walk around. No. Go spend some dough, you don't do it. But I have women that are friends at all when they make, maybe I'm depressed, maybe I need to go shopping. That's what it is. I need to go shopping and make myself feel better. So it's funny because it's ridiculous. But the last time we heard the term doom spending was during COVID. You need to doom spend. And people are unhappy about the election. So people that were stressed out prior to it started a week ago where they were just out pissing away money that they didn't have. Now, not everybody is broke. I get that. But don't just spend for the sake of spending to make yourself feel better, guys. I think it's crazy to do this right now. I'm telling you, one thing I'm really proud of is my friends over the course of the last few years have really gotten their finances in shape and really gotten themselves out of debt. But what you're going to see happen, mark my words, come January, we're going to start to see, unemployment. Oh my gosh, it's through the roof again. Oh my gosh, it's at 5%. Look what they did to our great unemployment. No, you've been lying about this the whole time. That's what I think is going to happen. So correct me if I am wrong. Same thing with banking. You're going to see so many banks that are going to go under. And I'm telling you, if you have a line of credit, if you have credit cards, we've talked about making sure that you watch everything, but have a relationship with your bank. Go and introduce yourself. Let them know what you do. Explain the importance of it. Explain who your customer is, how you get that customer, and you will be way ahead of the game right now if you can do that. Because during the last economic downturn, which is way, way, way overdue, what we saw during this time was we saw banks just cut people's credit lines off, and we're starting to see that. And I have people that write me all the time. You know, one thing that Bank of America did that's kind of crazy is they basically made it so you can walk in, you can go in the Bank of America app, and I've had people sit me down at lunch and show me this. You can go into the Bank of America app, and you can basically dictate what you can take for a ATM withdrawal. That's awesome, man. You can get up to $2,018. Why the $18? In case you go to some casino and they're going to charge you $10 or $11 to get that money, you want to be able to do this. So I'm about to hop on the train and give you guys a real treat, okay? But let me know what you think so far. Are you doom spending, okay? Do you have a job you can't get fired on? Let me know, guys. Let me know, okay? Because I think it's funny, okay? More to come. I don't know why I've gotten so many phone calls about this, but even my brother, David, called me about this today and said, I gotta ask you a question. This doesn't make any sense to me. And that is funding for an election. Do these people really get paid to show up there? Yes, they do, okay? Think about this. There is a great stat that was gathered. Federal Election Commission. You have to keep track of everything you spend, guys. Everything. And the Kamala Harris campaign spent just crazy. Joe Biden had it first, and then she took it over. But guys, this is not some just like, it wasn't flush. I mean, they spent $1 billion. Now, here's the most wild part, is that there in debt another $20 million. The night before the election, they had Lady Gaga and, you know, John Bon Jovi, all these people. And everybody thought, hey, we just love her, so we're going to show up and sing for free. No, they get an appearance fee, guys. Think about this. Oprah did that one interview with her, and she got $1 million up front. But Oprah's Oprah. Oprah's a businesswoman. Oprah's payday. Did the check clear, guys? Hey, you know. Oh, the check cleared? Okay, I'll be there. You know what I mean? They spent money like crazy. $1 billion. Now, if they would have won, it would have been money well spent. You know, that's how this works. So, it's not. It's a real problem, okay? But they're upside down $20 million. And the vendors that worked up until that last big event, they're convinced, we're not going to get paid. She's going to stiff us. And most likely, they're going to get stiff. Because who's going to sit there and go, oh, it's okay? You think different people that have donated in the past are just going to sit there and write checks? No. Done. But yes, $1 billion was spent on that. Isn't that wild? I mean, you know what's weird? As I think about people going hungry and helping people, what you could do with, you know, $1 million, okay? And, but if you have $1 billion, wow, that's nuts, okay? So, with that being said, the International Monetary Fund, or as Greg Mannarino likes to call them, the International Mafia Fund, they're warning people about credit and bank credit and the fact that we have to worry about these countries that are going bankrupt, okay? Well, why? Countries are not doing well. No one's doing well right now, guys. The charade, I don't know what would have happened if the other side would have won, because the truth would have had to eventually come out. You'd have to sit there and say, yeah, I guess things are not good. I guess banks are clamping down. I guess there's massive layoffs. I guess even tech is hurting right now. There's only certain industries right now that are doing good, but the International Monetary Fund is warning people, and there's a great article below about that. The next thing is our national debt since January 2nd of 2024 has climbed $1.93 trillion. And in a few weeks, it's going to hit $36 trillion. So can this be fixed, or are we just a lost cause? Something has to dramatically change. And Jerome Powell, you know, we're doing what we have to do. You know, can't fire me. Yeah. Well, the best thing about this is that there are people, I'm just going to call them folk heroes, like Ron Paul, who has always said, let's go out and let's audit the Fed. Don't you guys want to know about this? I mean, this Federal Reserve was set up by basically four people in the middle of the night in like 1917 or whatever it was. You guys will correct me on that. The point is that Ron Paul has always been an advocate for fiscal responsibility. What a terrible thing. How dare you talk about that? Let's go doom shopping and let's go piss some money away and buy drinks for everybody in the place. Come on, it'll be great, okay? No, because you have to pay the bill at the end. And this is the thing that people just don't get. Doom shopping equals when you get, you know, you might as well drink, because the hangover, I think financially, you can get over the hangover in a day from drinking too much, okay? Use discretion. Don't follow my advice. My point to all this is that it's time to be responsible. It's time to pull it together. It's time to come together and just realize people think that good things are about to happen. Whether you're on the opposite team and you think it's going to get really worse, if you guys really looked at the real numbers and you looked at all the layoffs and all the problems that people are having in business right now, there needs to be a reset right now. And that reset, we hope, is going to fix things and make things a little better right now. Okay? So, we will see. Let me know, guys. hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. And you can always send me stuff there. So, let me know. I get a kick every year out of the fact that they say how much the Thanksgiving meal is going to be for four people. For a family of four, $50.23 this year. Okay, it's $3 cheaper than last year. But how do you feed four people for $50? That'd be the most inexpensive Thanksgiving ever. I just blown away by that. Every year they have these figures, but this year, still $4 more than it was in 2019. Can you do it? Can you guys do this? A turkey dinner, stuffing, you know, cranberry, a side dish, a drink or two of something. And can you do that for $50? So I think it's crazy. Now, the one thing that just blew me away, and again, CNN, the best cards, credit cards for Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh, I misread that. No, the best credit cards for Thanksgiving. Hey, here's how to get yourself in debt for Thanksgiving dinner. Ooh, here's the best one. Is that insane, guys? Guys, I'm telling you this right now. Get yourself out of debt. Make that your New Year's resolution. You don't want to get fit. You want to have a beer or two. You don't want to exercise. Get out of debt. I'm telling you, it'll give you freedom. It'll make you feel better. You'll sleep better at night, and you won't have any stress. Start from there. But I'm telling you, for those people, because I've had somebody recently reach out, what happens if the bank shuts off your credit line? You segregate that card. You have to pay the card off. Understand this. But get a disciplined plan to pay the thing off. I had this happen to me years ago where a bank shook me down and I had to get my attorney involved, and it was great because I taught that guy a lesson. And for my friends, they know the story. But people do things out of spite. People do things in business that are terrible. And you know, when it comes to your credit cards being shut off, you have to pay the card off. You can't just stiff them, because it'll affect all your other credit cards, and they will, you know, you'll have ramifications with your credit and things like that. But come up with a detailed plan that's going to pay it off, because every month you're going to have interest, and every month you're going to have a problem. Okay? You can have communication with them and things like this, but work a plan, to say the least. And final thing with that is Black Friday deals. I love when people get together and say, hey, here are the best Black Friday deals now. So if you're going to be shopping and you want to save some money, look at these deals, because there are some good stuff out there. But just research, guys. Spend 10 minutes. Don't just walk into a store and buy the first computer and buy the first thing you see. Do a little, an ounce of research right now, because there's so much out there. And one of them I found, Tech Raider. I'm not sponsoring that or anything like that, but they came out and mentioned that, you know, they have 10 different things. The link will be below. But take a look at things like this and know what you want to do. Have a conversation and have a budget on everything. I would like to spend X. You're starting to see crazy things. And I was joking, there is a 100-inch TV at Costco now, a 100-inch TV. And I told my daughter, oh, that's dad's gift, a 100-inch TV. No one needs a 100-inch TV. But when you see it, though, it's a movie screen in your living room. Okay, and it's incredibly inexpensive because it's Costco, and it's got a brand like I think it's called High Karate or something. That's the name of the brand. So anyways, let me know what you think so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And first thing first, I want to thank all of our veterans for your service and for making this the greatest country in the world. We owe you a debt of gratitude each and every day that we are free. And you need to be treated better. And I'm going to do something about that in the coming years. Dedicating myself to this. Volkswagen, the company, may be on the ropes. They may actually be in trouble right now. And you may see them, you know, have to file bankruptcy. Cybertrucks, this is wild. Cybertrucks are selling so well that people are actually selling Cybertrucks for more money than they paid for them, which they're not supposed to do. Okay, so once again, guys, it's a neat toy. Okay, that's all I can say. That's it. Okay, I've driven one. It was very cool. Alejandro took his house in Newport, and the guy was fantastic. But it's not my cup of tea. Final story is a lot of people sent this to me, and I had to respond to it. Whoopi Goldberg saying that the food inflation is because of the greedy grocers. It's not. You have an industry that makes less than 2% on their profit margin, and they're making no money. And it's not the greedy grocers. It's the inflation that is sticking all of us right now. So, again, read the story below, because she's an imbecile, okay? I like it when multimillionaires complain about how, you know, you shouldn't complain about your financial situation. I knew a girl that used to screech like that. Ow, you know what I mean? Just... what time is dead air? Anyways, Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, email me hello@iallegedly.com, make good choices, and I'll see you guys very soon, okay?